So for this period, we'll be trying to reach best human can have and steps to start, like we will find ourselves in my thinking. Like generally when we look in, there will be my thinking going on. And from my thinking, stepping to thinking, which is not your thinking, like thinking, like kind of collective thinking. And from collective thinking to the feeling, and of course, my feeling. And from there, collective feeling. And next step will be the feeling. So, technique we adopt will be trying and letting go of trying, kind of like trying and then letting go of, and trying and letting go, and trying and letting go. And also, if we are able to reach, you know, reporting after will be also required. So please try this out. Any response or any reporting?
I kind of understood what you meant, but I wasn't sure on time scales.
Uh-huh.
And when I was supposed to my thinking and then the thinking and then. Because I started off thinking I really need a drink of water.
Uh-huh.
I've been working.
Uh-huh.
And I've forgotten. And then the thinking was perhaps someone else was thirsty as well. But was that feeling?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, right, my feeling is I am thirsty, I'm really thirsty. And then thought about everyone else in the world that would have been thirsty and needed water. And, but it will happen very quickly, it happened within a space of
a few
minutes.
Yeah.
And obviously, you said to rest in places, and I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, you know, I think there cannot be a time frame, you know, like. That will go according to each individual, you know. So just, you know.
And I think in between those thoughts appearing, I should be letting go as well.
Yeah, like, you know, really feeling and then also relaxing into that. Yeah.
And then going back to the same thing or the next thing that comes up?
Yeah, next thing what comes up, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, not going coming back, you know, really going to the next what has come. So this is why I was saying steps. Can you speak a little louder, please? Yeah, like letting the personal, you know, go, then it will be wider, you know. Yeah, like, you know, there will be like feeling and personal feeling, you know, like making you like narrow, like only about you. And if you let go of you, then it will be wider automatically. The way, yeah.
The way that I envision it is that my thinking is sort of here, and then my feeling, and then the inner part where I try to rest.
Yeah.
So, is you were asking just if a thought comes, just to kind of follow it as it
trace it, yeah. No, I was saying, like, generally we find ourselves with my thinking, you know, like generally, like we, as soon as we wake up, you know, this is how we find us, like we find thinking about me, or, you know, and like in meditative life, when we meditate, like many times that my thinking is off, you know. My thinking, like thinking about me, is off, but there is another thinking which is in spite of me going on. Like the thinking going on, my thinking is off. But something like else, you know, doesn't belong to you, but belong to something else, like collective, that thinking keeps on going. So if we can also, you know, be little kind of like aware there, and again drop from there. So then there will be this feeling realm where my feeling will be on, you know, like I will be feeling about me and like relation to me. And if that is also off, then we will find ourselves into kind of like collective feeling, which is not like some kind of like and if that is also off, then there are like kind of like still waves going on, you know, kind of like waves. And if those waves are also off, then is the kind of like the feeling, like what I was referring to. So then, you know, that is available. And then generally like that is available to us, but it's like only one way, you know, when that wants, that can contact us, but we cannot contact that. Like generally, like it's like everyone has experiences of that in the life. But experiences are that when that wants to contact us, you know, like we are available, but that is not available when we want to contact. So like in spiritual life, this is what we try to do. If I need, if I can contact that. So kind of like finding a way to contact that whenever I need. Yes. Receptive to it,
but not expecting it or wanting it or hoping for it.
Are wanting it, hoping it, but in a very, very relaxed way, you know. Not like, you know, like when we want, suddenly like tension comes also because of the want. So if one can want without having tension, you know, it's really very good. Like if one can keep wanting, but tension is not there. It's kind of like actually, you know, like when you feel football, say, right? Air in football. Football. So it's like you can feel from out, but air from in cannot come. You know. So similarly, like, you know, this place, when wants, you know, we have to be available to it. But somehow is like something, like some another mechanism has to come, so that even when we want, you know, also if that place is available. So this is difficulty, like difficulty is like when the place wants, we have to be available to it, you know, we really know it. But there are times in life when we really look for and there is no connection, you know, there is no, like, there is blocks. There are blocks. So I think the whole meaning of spiritual life is really to some way finding the connection so that whenever, you know, in life we need, we can connect to it. Yeah, like my feeling, it will be like connected with you, like, you know, your priorities, your likings, your dislikings, and like the collective feeling, you know, you will not be there, but still, like, you will be feeling for, you know.
Thirsty?
Yeah.
Afraid of something?
Mm-hmm.
The general thing would be just all people are afraid or it's nothing to do with it. Should be on the same level, the same idea of
No, because he was saying, like, you know, if he felt thirst,
yeah.
and then suddenly was feeling thirst of all. So this is like a kind of like you feel for you, and then that can expand to all. Like expansion of that feeling could be that, you know, everyone feels thirsty. So it's on the same level, but expanded. When you have a yeah, like no, like if you know you are also concentrating on you, it will be very difficult to really feel the fear. And if you it's like out, then you know it's possible.
It goes straight from my thinking to no thinking.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't seem to give me a chance to develop a peaceful relationship with my thoughts.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean. So it's either I'm crazy or blissful.
Yeah.
Not blissful while.
No.
Not blissful while thinking.
Yeah, so maybe like a not to think that thinking is crazy. You know, probably like this kind of conclusion, you know, it makes this relation not like, you know, fluid. Because like either black or white, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe like just not to have that idea that, you know, thinking is not good, you know. Because many times thinking is so good. Also like, you know, it has like many times, you know, saved you from many, many difficult situations.